Go and see a lot of plays. I've received a lot of advice over the 30-some years I've earned my living in theatre, but no training. Unless you count my time at drama school in the early 70s, culminating in my final year performances as a vengeful Victorian biddy in a black bustle and veil, followed by an Ibsen wife who cried a lot, also in a bustle, no veil, and lastly a nun without a bustle but with instead a painfully tight wimple. What I learned from that was whoever was doing the casting had little interest in procuring me an agent. But I carried on seeing as many plays as possible, going to auditions, and finally was given a job because, as the director later told me in a moment of cruel honesty, he liked that I'd helped take care of my demented father. Maybe I should have been a nurse after all. At 13, I'd announced this as my career choice. "Over my dead body," said my then still lucid father. "She's quite bossy enough already." At 15, I worked out that I didn't actually want to be a nurse. I wanted to dress up as one, like an emergency ward 10. So I'd be an actress. I wasn't stupid. As an only child, I was precociously well-read, but my parents had taken me to theatre and ballet since I was old enough to sit up straight and see over the back of a seat in the stalls. What did they expect? At 16, they took me to the National, where I fell in love with Rosencrantz, totally unaware that also on stage were both my future husbands. One night, in Guildford, my dad and I saw Joyce Crenfell create a whole world alone on stage, with only the words, a rocking chair, and some moody lighting. It took me another decade to understand that what I really wanted to do was create that onstage universe by being a playwright. I did work as an actor, and I learned instinctively what was dramatic and what worked emotionally, but I had absolutely no idea why. Fast forward to my 30s, and I've left America and husband number one, and I'm working full-time as a playwright, seeing a lot of political theatre, young people's theatre, feminist theatre. I am creating worlds with four actors and a bentwood chair. I'm writing lyrics, winning awards, marching with miners' wives, and then writing a really bad play about it. I write another bad play, rumbled at last. But I am rescued by a director who gives me a new commission and some advice. Go and see a lot of plays. Yeah, I know that. And, she adds, work out how they are effective. Last summer, another director said to me, Roy Williams writes much shorter lines. Why don't you try it? So I did, and it works.